Who told her you can eat my cookies?
I'm just helping Liz out a little in the kitchen. She's making up a storm here.
Ted, I need to speak to my wife. So could you get her on the phone, please?
I think she's in the shower, Howard. Do you want me to go check?
No! I mean, no, that's fine. On your way out, just tell her we'll be a few minutes late, but she shouldn't worry.
Oh, she won't worry. I mean, I'm here and... Oh, these cookies! I gotta get the recipe from Liz.
Put that cookie down! Now!
You're listening to Arnold Radio News, your weekly dose of what is best in life. And now, four guys who are hanging out with Dasha Dancing, Prancing, Vixen, the Gillinator, Shahi, Brandon Crum, and Randy Jennings.
Yes. I love it. I thought we were going to be the quadruplets.
That's great. We'd be in the next sequel.
Hey, if triplets is a success, who knows what they're going to do, you know?
A whole new franchise. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
There's just no ending to how many siblings.
Right.
So where filmed, and who amongst you are going to be the closest to the filming location?
Ooh. Oh, triplets?
That would be Shahi? Me, I guess.
Shahi, yeah.
Because it's Boston.
You're the closest. Yeah, right? Boston.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Boston, I'm in Georgia, yeah.
Yeah,
I have to take a trip to Boston.
Not that close.
Yeah,
no, I'm not that close. So you're probably more closer, Ryan. Michigan to Boston, Northeast. Yeah.
It's not that bad. Yeah, we've driven that before. It might be 12, close, but yeah,
12 hours or 16 hours.
It's probably 12.
Okay, you can do that. You can do that in a day.
Yeah, sure.
We have to make sure we get on the movie set. Maybe we're extras or something.
Yeah, we'll infiltrate. You know, so far I have not, I've only heard back from Ivan's ex-assistant. So it's like, of course, that's the one that replies. You
know? Yes.
But, yeah.
He's probably asking you for a job.
Right. He's like, hey, if you get a hold of Ivan, let him know I'm still in the biz. She recommended me look in Canada, though. But I was like, no, they're filming in Boston, you know, so. Because that's where they filmed, I guess, a lot of Afterlife or something. You know, I don't know if you. Oh, yeah, see the new Ghostbusters movie? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where, you know, I guess maybe that's where Ivan lives. Maybe I shouldn't be saying this on the air, but I'm sure if you look it up.
His address is Boston.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
and his phone number is this.
Yeah. Any fan that, you know, you can really look it up online. I'm just, it's not really, you know.
Yes.
But I'm just saying, you know, I didn't give an exact address. Okay. We're all fine here. Don't sue me, Ivan. But I mean, I'm really excited to see what they do. Hopefully, if one of us gets on, we're gonna be like, "Hey, buddy, look what."
We'd be the camera guy, like our buddy over here, Randy.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes.
That was awesome,
Junior.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was fun.
Makeup chair. You know, they sat me down and they slicked my hair back and everything, and they powdered my face. I'm white enough already, but they actually.
Wow. That's yeah. Oh, they love to smear on the makeup, man, for those movies. It's sure. Crazy.
Yeah.
But that is cool. Yeah. I mean, how cool is it to, does it feel nice to be part of that Arnold legacy there where you're like, yes, I made it into an Arnold movie. You know, that must be killer. You know,
I mean, if I would have liked the movie a lot more,
you're like, that's not my favorite Arnold movie.
Beggars can't be choosers, you know?
Right. Right.
1.5 second, you know, scene in the movie of, and movie, but, you know,
a great time on set and stuff.
Oh yeah, definitely. I got to see you walking around all over the place, and my scene has nothing to do with Arnold, but they were filming a scene where he and Emma Thompson, is that her name?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? She's like, they're climbing up a staircase in the back, kind of sneaking into the hospital.
Right.
Yes. Filmed that over. That was really neat.
Wow, that is cool. So you got to see not even only your stuff, but some of Arnold's, and that's really, you know what I mean? That's why it's fun to be on movie sets, because you never, you know, they're filming so much stuff sometimes.
It's exciting.
Yeah. It's
just... Roll, Brandon, and you know, triplets. I will say I actually beat you because I was directed personally by Ivan Reitman. He went up and told
that's awesome.
You know, about like the camera holding into like which way I should aim it at the camera.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Hey, when you're directed by Ivan Reitman, that's, you put that on your resume, you know?
Right. Yeah. If the listeners don't know, like, yeah, Randy is in the movie Junior, and he's holding the camera, right, to set it up for everyone because they don't know. But and he's in the scene where they're arriving at the hospital to deliver Arnold's baby, and the press has been called, and all the people are there crowding around. And the evil doctor guy is getting ready to unveil him to everyone because he thinks he's coming out. But then it ends up being the
Frank Langella I think.
Frank Langella, right. But they switched it so Arnold doesn't come out. It's the the lady instead.
Yeah, from the other Arnold movie, right?
Yeah, from Kindergarten Cop.
Yeah,
right.
Danny DeVito, he comes out with
That's right. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Randy's there with the camera, right? As soon as they're coming out, and so you can see half of his face.
And it was actually
the
camera
drizzling a little bit. It's raining a teeny bit, but they have these tricks where you don't even really notice the rain coming down in that scene. But it was drizzling.
Wow. Yeah. They have to because rain is so thin sometimes it doesn't register on the camera,
Yeah.
So they have to make fake rain to make it register, which is interesting. So I didn't know there was raining during that scene when you're filming that. See, this is the stuff behind the scenes stuff. These nuggets, people. That's why we were on the show more often, Randy.
It was until 3 a.m. I think we were filming that night.
Mm. Wow.
I still have check stub too. I forget what I got paid. It's $100. So many hours, but it's still cool because it says Junior on there on the check.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. It says the production on there. That's a memory that, that's priceless. I would have just never cashed the check and just kept it.
Yeah. I cashed it, but I definitely Xeroxed it.
Okay. Oh, that's good enough. Maybe take the 100. Okay. Yeah, I agree. As long as you have a copy of it, that's what matters,
Yeah.
Still, dude, that's amazing. Have you ever wanted to get on another? You've been on another movie sets, but not in the movies, I guess. That's a different craft, I guess, getting in the movie versus
an extra and an MC Hammer music video.
Oh, that's awesome.
The cancer around him.
Oh, that's awesome. That was you in the bikini. Okay. I'm just kidding.
Beverly Hills Cop 3. There's a theater at a theme park. And I'm one of the many people just kind of, mulling around in the background. But you can see me. I remember seeing me in the background of the theatrical release. But I was cut out on VHS. But I bet you on Blu-ray I'm there again. So I'll have to look.
Oh, yeah, that's the pinnacle version. You got to be there.
But yeah, I was probably 19 years old, really young when I was, part of Junior.
Oh, it was back then, huh? I didn't realize that. Mm. That you're old, but I'm just saying,
Right?
When did that?
94, yeah, I think so.
Right.
Yeah, that's crazy to think because, I just posted a picture where I'm dressed as Batman as a kid in 1991 and versus 2001. Yeah, and I was like, that just doesn't register. That's been 30 years.
Right.
That's insane, But time flies, what I'm saying? Time flies, kids. So enjoy it while you can.
Time flies, so go catch a train.
That's right. And so does Turbo Man. Right? So, it's pretty amazing.
Pops, your Turbo Man Funko Pops. And I think most of you got the Turbo Man, the 12-inch or the 14-inch talking doll.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got the 12-inch one. I did not get the Pops yet. Oh, that's awesome. I haven't found them in stores yet. What stores are they supposed to be in?
Amazon.
Or is it only on Amazon? Oh, that's why. Well, no wonder I didn't see them in stores.
Everywhere else, they will have them eventually. It's not the official release date yet. Some people are getting in the mail, but they're still coming in a couple more days.
Awesome. Those things look awesome. The little fun.
Yeah. They're five inch. And that's coming, but I have no idea which store is going to have that as an exclusive. I think it could be GameStop. Yeah.
I could see that. Yeah. Walmart sometimes has exclusives, so who knows, you know. You know, it's even 7-Eleven has exclusive Funko Pops. Isn't that crazy? So I got a Walking Dead one of a bloody variant of Carl or something. And I was like, oh, this is, I'm going to get it, you know. So, yeah, you really got to be, you know, on the lookout for those things. Yep.
The other Pops are coming out on the 26th. So, like, the Myron and the Howard and all those. Yeah. So those are coming on the 26th through Amazon. But like what Randy was saying, the special edition, Amazon edition, like I got mine last week.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. But and they still have it online, too. I think if you have Amazon Prime, you can get it before Christmas still.
What was the special edition again? What is it? Is it a
variant? He's on his he's on his jetpack.
Yes.
Right. Oh, that's one of my favorite ones. Cool. Man, that's the exclusive. Okay, I better jump on this soon.
What cooler other one is that it's actually Howard Arnold as Turbo Man, and he's holding a little tiny Turbo Man doll.
That's perfect.
On one, looks fantastic, but it's not Arnold. It is just like the actor that plays Turbo Man from the TV series.
That's different.
Yeah.
It'd be better to have the Arnold one, but wow, that's cool. See, this is why we need to talk about this on air. You know, there's so many variants these days. You know?
And I don't know if any of you got, there's a Turbo Man, like a card game. Did you see that?
Oh, no.
I did.
It's really cool. It's by Funko. Yeah. And I have, I'm kind of waiting, you know, for like probably Christmas Eve. But it comes with a tiny little Turbo Man figure, and I don't know what the goal is. Shahi, did you get it?
No, I didn't get it. I saw it's available on Amazon. I did see it. It comes like in a nice box, actually. It looks like a gift box. Wow. But yeah, it's like a card game. It's pretty cool. But Funko Pop came out with that. But no, nobody's got it. So no, just let us know how it is when you get it.
Yeah, because that was shipping to people. So I know people are receiving that card game. And I have mine. And I can't wait to play that. We'll play that every year.
Cool.
You got to make sure jingle all the ways in the background, though, while you're playing that game.
Yeah.
I had to get two.
That's funny. Hey, speaking of jingle all the ways, you've always been the guy that. A couple things you got offering the boomerangs on and having some of the artworks. So is that something you're going to continue doing for like guests for maybe next year? You know what I'm talking about? The ornament that you had made last year, a few years ago.
Do you have any suggestions of like what, I don't know what like fans are looking for, what kind of things they would really want, you know, that we could produce for them? Like maybe more ornaments or.
Yeah, that's actually a really good question. We should probably post something like that on the site. Like, what would you do? I know, like, on the Etsy site, for example, they have, like, the gift wrap, which is awesome. Looks like the one from the movie. But, I think that's something we can do. I mean, I was surprised to still see Turbo Man's in Walmart. Like, I was expecting this to be sold out. But, that's a really good question. I mean, again, you can't believe it's been 25 years since Jingle All the Way came out. And what better time for action figures, right? And Funko Pops. But yeah, we should do some type of like poll or something, see what the fans would want.
How about a gift wrapped exploding Myron present?
There you go. That's thinking inside the box. You
don't know what's in it. Maybe it's a bomb, maybe not.
Just shake it to find out.
You're a sick man.
It's
sick
funny.
That world, yeah.
Paper that was on Etsy, Turbo Man wrapping paper, because I was like the first one to scan it and put it out there. And that was like 6 years ago or something like that. And then I just kind of let it slide. I forgot about it. And other people started doing the same thing afterwards. And it's a cool, you know, it's my fault. Should have kept that going, but I'm glad.
Keep it. Sometimes that's the thing as an artist, you know, it's like sometimes the, you know, somebody, it kind of takes his own life, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, but where fans take it and go with it. There's also a lot of copycats I've seen where, And I don't want to mention maybe any countries like China, but they'll copy things and resell it, you know?
Yeah.
So, and maybe in that sense, it's not so great, but you know, it's just, it is nice to be able to say, well, I made something that was so popular that, you know, it's so scarce that somebody else had to copy it to let other people get it. I don't know. It's kind of, that's a weird thing to say, but you know, I don't know.
Well, knock on wood, nobody's copied Randy's limited artwork prints that he made years ago. Right. I have every single print signed by Randy. It's in my Arnold room, and I'm proudly it's proudly displayed for everybody. So, like, especially my favorite ones, the one you had was the weapons of Arnold Schwarzenegger movies, where I had like the Conan sword and all that. That's my favorite art piece.
Yeah, that one did. Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Shahi. You're my number one customer. But I have some things on Etsy, and I'm not advertising in any way. I'm not promoting it. And so I'm always like amazed when, you know, something pops up and it's like, hey, you got to sell. I'm like, oh, I totally forgot I even have an Etsy store. And, you know,
yeah. And those are the fun sales there, you know.
Yeah.
Then you have to scramble to give it out, or is it all digital for you? I only sell digital files because it's easier, no, and you have to just forget about digital.
I'll love like Little Mermaid, you know, it had nothing to do with Arnold, but mm-hmm. Yeah, everything I have is for sure. It's like printed posters, maybe and boomerangs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all those are still available then.
Yeah, a couple I think are. Yeah. At least I have mine and I'm like, well, I could sell it. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. I bet it's going to get even more popular since that movie seems to be taking on more and more of a cult, you know, cause I even put I work in an escape room and I put up a banner, you know, about our contest that we had.
Yeah.
And some of the people our age, my age, you know, are like, wow, Turbo Man. They actually kind of like scanned the thing and, you know, they got excited about it, you know, cause they knew what it was. So some people had no idea what Turbo Man is, of course, but other people, when they did, they were really excited. And so that you know, that kind of magic is, you know, it's getting bigger, I would say. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of it's a cult classic for sure.
Yeah, and people have fun memories watching it on TV or whatever and that kind of thing because it gets played so much.
Yeah.
I tell you my Turbo Man story because I don't know how much longer my phone is going to last. I'm just going to keep hanging in here. My phone dies, but
I think cool.
But so, as you know, like, you know, I try every year to go to the Hollenbeck Youth Center.
Mm-hmm.
I try to help pass out toys to all the kids in need. It's a poor families and, you know, families who can't afford toys and presents. So I first found out about it, of course, through Arnold. And, you know, every year he goes out there to Los Angeles, to this neighborhood, and he hands out toys. I'm like, oh, that sounds fantastic, you know. He's always on this whole crusade about giving back. I need to give back. I'm very selfish, right? So like, let me give back. A good example. So so the last couple times I went, which is amazing, you know, and I got to meet Arnold, get pictures with him, and I dress up as Turbo Man.
Yeah.
So yeah. And that's a custom suit, right?
What?
You made that suit yourself.
Yeah. Well, I
mean, it's custom.
So yeah. It's one of a kind. It's to my measurements and everything. Wow. I make improvements every year too.
Well, mask was really cool too. I just wanted to shout, you know, that was the mask you wore was like perfectly matched, you know, for you know, because it's COVID and all, but like somehow it just kind of looked like
more, you know, so it's like maybe that guy could be Turbo Man.
It could be Arnold in there, I don't know.
But yeah, so last year the pandemic hit, right? So nothing went on.
Right.
It's supposed to be like the really big 40th anniversary. And I knew it was going to be big, you know. And but then so I was working on a booster costume this time around with my son.
Oh, I think that's cool.
He's 12 years old. He's like, yeah, sure, I'll wear that big old, you know, furry pig.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like Christmas Story, but a new version, you know.
Right,
the bunny, the bunny outfit. Wow, that would actually be a really cool twist. I might need to. Wow, I might need to borrow that.
Hey,
I could be Dementor.
Right. Yeah.
So, the booster outfit is partially made from the Christmas Story bunny.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
You know, they eat, but a portion of that, I think it's his pants. Mm-hmm. Like some Right. And yeah, his pants are from the bunny, but
that's really awesome.
Cool.
It's a nice, so, yeah, template, you know.
Yeah. So we get to Los Angeles and we didn't know at all this whole time, but then like we're there getting dressed up. Oh, by the way, Arnold's not going to be here this time around.
Yeah.
We're like, man. And so, you know, of course I'm bummed, but at the same time, I'm like, well, it's such a good cause. If it was anything,
yeah.
Damn it. But
right. It was like a premiere or something, a party.
All these like kids. It was like, okay, we got to perform. We got to make their day.
Right.
So it was still a really good time.
You got to help fill the void of Arnold being gone, right?
Yeah.
Like what I felt I was. Like I brought the Arnold presence there. Mm-hmm. And you know how you were saying how it's like a cult classic. It's becoming bigger and bigger every time. There was a really cool, like a police force that was there to, you know, make sure everything was all good and, you know, safe. And they couldn't believe Turbo Man was there. They were so
excited. Oh, yeah. The
whole police team got their picture with me, which I thought was really neat.
That is cool.
And it was like the captain of the of this crew. He was like the biggest Turbo Man fan. He just couldn't believe it. He loved it.
I think police are pretty well represented in that movie, so I could see why they would like it, you know.
Right.
It's like, you know, they're, you know, obviously they're just doing their job, and Arnold's obviously not, you know, he's kind of skirting the line sometimes, so they're well within their right to be kind of, you know, are upset with him. So it's, you know, it's fun. It really is a fun movie. So that's really cool that they see that police officers and other, you know, just other professions get a kick out of that movie as well.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah, and the only like other celebrities were Mickey and Minnie Mouse, and Luna, who is, you know, the T-1000 of the last Terminator movie of Dark Fate. He was there. In fact, I gave him a Turbo Man pop.
Oh, so that's great.
I contacted Funko, and they kicked down a ton of merchandise for that event. So they didn't get it to, but they gave boxes and boxes to the Hollenbeck Youth Center. And I was at the scenes. I went backstage and I just saw all these boxes. It was like a scene out of Raiders of the Lost Ark. Like,
Oh, sure.
And Funko. I'm like, I felt proud because I'm like, yeah, I kind of, you know, arranged that. That was pretty neat.
Oh, but, I mean, everybody loves Funko right now too. You know what I mean? If a kid gets a Funko, they're probably like, oh my God, this is a real present here. These aren't socks.
Right.
You know, yeah.
And so they had me stand where Arnold normally stands, and I was the guy that was handing out gifts. Me on one side, and on the other side was Gabrielle Luna. Mm-hmm. So we had our own station, right? And I had a Turbo Man, the 14-inch talking one, with me. And I tried to hide it a little bit because there's a big pile of toys, and I'm giving them all away, you know, Hot Wheels and all these other board games and stuff to these kids. And I'm like, this is going to go to the kid, you know, that either gives the biggest fuss over Turbo Man being there or just really stands out in some way, you know, in a special. And this one kid, he just comes up and he's like, oh my God. He's not talking about me. He's talking about the toy. He's like, it's a Turbo Man.
Oh, you know? That's great.
I had reaching for it. I'm like, dude, this is so yours. Yeah, you earned it.
Yes.
You know?
Nice.
It was funny. He looked exactly like the bigger kid, Jamie's friend from Jingle. Yeah. So it's like, so
what's
that
his name? Yes. Yeah. It was nestled safely under the tree.
Right.
You know, that's cool.
Well, that's it. That's a fan story. It was a good time. Oh, made a lot of people happy, took a lot of pictures with kids and adults and police officers.
Yeah. Well, everybody sounds like I had a good time, you know. And luckily you and, you know, Mr. Luna were there because what the heck would have happened if you didn't show up, you know? That scared me a little bit.
Yeah,
you know, we don't know why Arnold wasn't there, do we? You know, because is it because of COVID or, you know, we know why?
He said he was doing a video and it was probably, I'm guessing, one for
the tank thing.
Yeah,
that does seem new, huh? Yeah, that makes sense. It all adds up. You know, I'm just glad, you know, the kids had a good time. That's what matters.
Yeah, yeah. It was fun. Had my all for sure. Hey, Ryan, where is your Mr. Freeze right now? And, like, what is the whole, like, how, when do you start decorating your freeze? And, like, in the morning, Eve, what is?
Well, I don't have a specific time, but, yeah, it's usually a few days, you know, a few days before Christmas, right about now, kind of, you know, is the right time that I would be doing it. So yeah, I break out, I have a special box that's just for freeze decorations. So I dig that out, and, it's got, you know, the lights, it's got the Santa hat that I put on his head, and, some balls and things like that. So yeah, it's some old stuff. You know, that thing has been with me since college days. So, I'm amazed it's still, you know, doesn't just disintegrate away.
He rolls like the poem, you know, every night before Christmas, the freeze.
Yeah. Nice. Freeze before Christmas was started, you know, back in college as well. And I would recite that and integrate my friends into the story and everything. And I've done it every year as far as I can remember.
You have on the podcast every year you've read it.
I've got one to do tonight, in fact.
Oh, Randy's battery lasts until then.
Oh, somebody, I don't know if that's me or not. I think somebody's picture went away.
Oh. Brandon's.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I'll be back, as they say.
Sure. Let's see. But yes, it's
maybe you should do your thing now before Randy's battery dies. Oh.
I can do it now since we're all here.
Why
turn it off? You know, let's get to the fun right away. Let's open our presents immediately, right?
That's right. This is like the, you know, Christmas Eve present. You get your one good present, you know, before the day. You guys ever do that?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, you always gotta open one.
It's usually kind of like, you know, pajamas or
right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't want to open the best thing.
Right.
Schwarzenegger related on Christmas Eve.
No, right.
Let's see here. Where's my script?
Yeah.
Let's see. All right. Here we go. So, let me get a little music accompaniment. And we'll start this thing. Volume. There we go. This is the Freeze Before Christmas 2021 by The Gillinator. 'Twas the Freeze Before Christmas, and to no one's surprise, the Gillins weren't sleeping. They were watching True Lies. Still not on Blu-ray. Arnold posters were hung up with care in hopes that Christmas Freeze soon would be there. And I in my PJs and Brittany in fuzzy socks were debating about who would unwrap the first box. I kissed Brittany goodnight and jumped into bed, while visions of Franks and blankets danced in my head. And Randy in his Turbo Man outfit, at least that's the rumor, wanted to hear Arnold say, "It's not a tumor." When outside the windows there was a loud blast, Brittany jumped up and panicked, but I said, "Relax." Out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter. I took out an AirPod and said, "What's the matter?" Out the porch door, I went to see what caused our rows. feeling as cold as Ivan Danko in the Russian bathhouse. The moon fell abreast on Max Keller's big toe. Why that matters, nobody knows. But when what to my bulging white eyes did appear, but an M47 tank with an ice blue veneer. I got all excited when, without a hitch, I heard someone say, "Killin', you son of a bitch." The driver jumped out, and at once I was pleased. It was, of course, the one, the only Christmas Freeze. A couple of elves were there, incognito. Then I saw it's just Franco and Danny DeVito. I woke Brittany, who thought that I wasn't quite sane. Then Freeze shouted and hollered out everyone's name. Now Ryan the Gillinator, now Brandon the Crumb. Hey Randy, hey Shahi, hey Adrian. My name is not Quaid, but I've got some plans. Knock, knock, let me in if you call yourself the Arnold fans. We no longer had to stay 6 feet apart, except at the funeral of Leo Lafart. And I said, "Isn't it great to not worry about COVID-19? Freeze said, "Desire is irrelevant. I have the vaccine." I offered some milk, but he looked at me queer, saying, "Milk is for babies. When you're old, you drink beer." So winter lager it was, and stogies lit too. Then Freeze asked about all of the Arnold fans' crew. Shahi went to the classic solo in the fall, and his son says, "Hasta la vista," cuter than us all. Brandon's been acting in some sick horror flicks. His beard is legendary and makes Bigfoot shit bricks. Adrian turned 40 and ran into JCVD. He also thinks the next Predator will be 2PC. Randy's seen Freeze more than ever before, from both Icons of Darkness and the Warner Brothers tour. And then in the distance, ringing strong and true, I heard the theme from Terminator 2. As I turned my head to see where was that sound, there was Freeze, who said "Crom" and did a pose down. His muscles were huge from his neck to his calves. His suit accentuated his rock-solid abs. He had broad shoulders and big round pecs that shook when he flexed, one after the next. He had wonderful taste in Daniel Marshall cigars. When asked for one, Freeze said, "Get your ass to Mars." Then bundled up boys as he took a step back, then threw down his massive Christmas Freeze sack. "That's fantastic," said Crumb, but he wouldn't go near it. So Freeze said, "Where's your Christmas spirit?" His lips were pulled back, and after staring for a while, I'd say he looked like a horse that was trying to smile. He was definitely pumped, a far cry from Elfish. Randy went straight for his gift, to which Freeze said, "Selfish." Adrian asked if we should do presents now or later. Freeze replied, "That's up to the Gillinator." I said, "Come on, do it now," and Freeze went straight to work. He laid out the gifts, then did a clean and jerk. Brandon opened his, saying, "How did you know?" with glee. Freeze said, "Well, who would know better than me?" Shahi said, "Yo, Freeze, here you go. I made you a cake." Freeze took it out. Freeze took it and said, "You shouldn't drink and bake." Mine was last. I didn't change this one. This is last year's. A smile of joy I wasn't hiding for tickets to the inauguration of President Joe Biden. Yes, well, that was good. As he packed up, I cried, "I order you to stay." Freeze said, "Quit whining. It makes too many droplets spray. I'll be back next year with triplets, and I swear by Crom, we'll have a real Arnold classic and defeat Omicron." After flexing his bicep and doing a pose, with a wink and a laugh, out the window he goes. He revved up the tank with Whiskey and Lulu side by side. and cranked Arnocor taking off on his ride. And I heard him call out through the cold winter breeze, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good freeze.
Woo!
Woo!
There you are.
It was fantastic here. I loved it.
All right.
Love it.
That was good. Taking some time.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Talk about putting in the reps.
That's right. It all is, it's just inspiration comes to me.
I love the part about Adrian thinking Predator's gonna be too PC.
I could, you know, I was like just scrolling back through text from Adrian. Yeah. I'm like, oh yeah, he complained about that. Yeah. Throw that in.
It probably will suck, but we'll all be watching it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Why not?
Are we all going to get the what we're talking about right now before Randy has to go, the Terminator arcade game?
Oh,
yeah. Get one. Is it on your list? Is it in your Christmas list?
It's on my Christmas list. Let's see what happens.
I have, yes, I have mentioned it. Yeah, I don't know if it's coming or not. But
yeah, I don't know if it could be. I mean, what, you get an envelope that says it's on its way or something, you know.
A picture of the...
Yeah, a picture of it.
Yeah.
For Christmas. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, I was just curious if you have a place in your collection there for it, or is that something too big for you to get?
I don't know where mine's going to go, like when or... Like, yeah. I was opening and... You know, they said I could probably get one if I promote them well enough, but like, I don't know if I've been matching what I promised, and I will. I just gotta like, I owe them some posts, some more promotion. It'll happen, you know. But I gotta,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But yeah, like, where is it gonna go? I don't know. I'm definitely this room. We have a KISS pinball machine downstairs, and maybe. Make it a game room kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Right.
But in here, I think it would be like one of the highlights, you know, just you walk in the room and it's kind of plugged in already and you can see the graphics.
Yeah.
It going and everything.
Yeah.
I was going to say the other location could be just like in the promo, randomly in the living room, right next to a couch with a T2 poster
like
on the wall.
Table spot.
Right.
Oh yeah. I wouldn't mind personally, but
someone, yes, maybe someone without a wife could do that.
Yeah,
Cyrus would probably destroy it.
Yeah, oh, that's true. Wife and kids, you know, might not go so well in the living room anyway.
Yes. I do have to, but I want to ask before I go, do you guys have any kind of a holiday Christmas Arnold tradition aside from Jingle All the Way? I mean, do you guys have like an Arnold tree or Ryan, you have, of course, the Mr. Freeze.
Yes, you know.
Yeah.
Mine.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
I do the Freeze Before Christmas as a, there's a family edition too that I have to do. So,
yeah.
So I'm busy writing these.
Oh, okay.
So for me, usually, like, my wife, Melissa, she would get me something Arnold-related, and it might be, like, either a like an art print or, a, like, a gift, but, I mean, I have three Arnold standees in my room, and I probably need to decorate, like, the Last Action Hero standee like Ryan does, but we usually watch Jingle All the Way, but usually every year, Melissa has to get me something Arnold-related, and she'll find the most unique things. Like one thing she found was like a magazine of Arnold holding a beer. It's like a magazine from like 1984 or something.
Wow.
So I can share that with you guys, but she always does something special with that. So, but yeah, she knows that I need to fill up my Arnold room. So, but actually I'm running out of wall space too. So
nice.
I know how that is. If you look behind me, for me, obviously, what was that, Randy?
Does Melissa have a Stallone room?
This is the Stallone room. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, you're in the.
I'm in the Stallone room. Yeah, there's Rambo on the top. Yeah, I do have Arnold stuff in here too. Like I have a Governator picture somewhere signed over there.
Oh, but I see Rocky behind you though.
Yeah, it's Rocky, but no, but this is not the Rocky podcast. This is the Arnold podcast.
Right.
Okay, no, but my Arnold room's in the next room over there. This is my like office, but yes, this is the room. This is the Rocky IV room. This is her room. So,
did you get your big print of Arnold versus, you know, Rambo?
It's still in Columbus. I need to get with my cousin on that, but it's only a very limited print. And the funny thing is that I actually contacted the original artist. His name is Glenn Follen. He's in the UK, so he actually featured a lot of the prints. Metal, it's actually on a metal print, so it's pretty heavy. He featured on the Experience Arnold in the UK. I know they just had the Arnold Sports Festival back in November, but it's still Columbus. I'm waiting for that to be shipped still. My cousin's been out of the country a little bit, but he should be back. But hopefully, as soon as I have that, I got to figure out where I'm going to put it. I told Melissa, just put it in the living room, like on the wall, and she said she was okay with that, so... but as soon as I have that, I'm going to definitely send you guys some pictures.
What a great wife.
Oh, yeah. She's a keeper.
That was our anniversary present, by the way, to, for her. I buy her a ring. We went to the Experience Arnold event, and that was the first thing she saw. She's like, we need to get that. And there's a whole story for that. So let's just say that we have it good with the people at After School All-Stars. Let's put it that way. Yeah. But no, I said, you know, out of everything, she's like, yeah, get this for our anniversary press. I'm like, done. I was like, let's do it. So, but perfect. Yeah, it's been, but I, yeah, I can't wait to share it with you guys. But they had some really unique items there. So let's see what happens in March and, you know, with COVID rising and everything. Let's see if it's going to be happening again or not. So,
well, thank you so much for attending that all on. I mean, that was awesome that you were able to cover the Arnold Classic for us.
Of course. That's my baby.
Busy and, you know, like things are going on, but that's just fantastic that we still have some kind of representation out there.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, the guy in charge of media, he recognized us. So, like, you know, there wasn't that many people this year, but he was like, yeah, here's the media seating. Help yourself. If you need anything, let me know. He's really nice. So, but no, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity for the past 7 years. So this has been, it's always fantastic to see Ryan and Brandon and Adrian when he's there. Through the whole Arnold adventure, but I know I'd be missing you though. So last time I saw you was actually the Expendables 2 premiere or 3 premiere, excuse me, in Hollywood. But yeah, hopefully.
I really miss hanging out with all you guys. I can't wait to, you know, see you all again. We got to do something. Maybe we're waiting for Arnold to have a big, like the after party or like Hollywood event, something, you know, bring it all together for sure, but I can't wait for whatever it is, and when that happens, it's going to be awesome, you know, to see you guys again. Cool to like get some Arnold time, but then like we all leave, we do our own thing, and we all have a drink, you know, that's just so, yeah, so can't wait. Love it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the last time we were all together was what, Terminator Dark Fate? We tried for that.
Right. Yeah. No,
that was fun. We got a consolation prize, so we got to meet the director of Jingle All the Way. So, you know, that kind of worked out in a way. You know, we still had an Arnold adventure. So that was awesome.
Done that, right?
Yeah, we would have been at the premiere that night, I think, or it was like somewhere around the right. It was just like we probably would not have had time to go see him. So it was, anyway, I think it worked out great, you know.
Right.
And then obviously we went to did the ultimate fan thing where we saw Arnold at the gym early in the morning, you know, Gold's Gym. Oh my gosh. You know, that's like, you know, golden days of Arnold fandom, you know what I'm saying? Like really in the beginning where that's how fans had to meet him. So I'm really glad that we got to do that.
Speaking of that, we should all set something up with Arnold going to the Gold's Gym, the Arnold fans with Arnold, and it'd be like a parody pretty much. Like me barely lifting like a 5 pound weight or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that would be fun.
Come on. Well,
two next more. Year, my anniversary. So maybe I can pitch that, you know, to Arnold's people. That would be really cool to do something special for our 25 years.
Wow. Oh, it would. Yeah, that's a milestone.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I still remember dial up coming, going on to the ArnoldFans.com.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yep.
Y'all, you guys have an awesome evening. Keep going. Do your thing. I'm going to go have some more eggnog. But,
eggnog, yes.
Yeah, I got some in the fridge waiting for us.
Merry Christmas, y'all.
Merry Christmas, man.
Merry Christmas.
Awesome.
Yeah.
he'll be back.
Randy Jennings, ladies and gentlemen.
Legend. The president, Randy Jennings.
Right. It's kind of like a rare Christmas treat.
He's the man. Know? Yes, a Christmas miracle.
Last time we had him on the show, we had some technical difficulties. I guess we're using some other platform, so really good job on the Zoom.
Meeting. I figured Zoom, after the pandemic, almost everyone has Zoom, knows how to use it, and it's pretty solid. So,
Now, do we have like a pro thing where we can go over an hour? How is this working?
I've got, it's the, my work account.
Oh, good.
So it's
thanks, work.
Infinite.
Thank you, work.
Yes. They're happy to provide this time.
Who do you work for?
Cengage Learning.
Sponsored by Cengage Learning. Yes.
Go get all your textbooks.
That's right. That's what I was going to tell you. I didn't know you work for Cengage. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Got a bunch of textbooks from Cengage. I still buy when I had to, when I went through the MBA program, I bought some Cengage textbooks and they had it where you can buy and then have like the, I guess the integration with the software online. So
yeah,
they had like flashcards and all that jazz. So
yeah.
Get all very nice
online learning stuff. And there are big, kind of featured thing for colleges is the Cengage Unlimited plan.
Yeah.
Where you get all the textbooks you need for like $100 a quarter or something, whatever. But yeah, it's a good deal. It's the Netflix of textbooks or whatever. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I guess we're still rolling. So couple other things I was going to talk about. So, regarding the video game. So Terminator Dark Fate is coming out with a new game called Terminator Dark Fate Defiance. So it's a real-time strategy game. So that's going to be coming out. So pretty different. I know usually in the past the Terminator games have been first-person shooters or mostly first-person shooters. And then obviously the integration of using Arnold's likeness and Mortal Kombat games and, Predator Hunting Grounds, but that's still first-person shooter. But this is a real-time strategy game, so I felt like it was a little bit different. So they came out – that's coming out next year, I think, on PC, PlayStation, Xbox. But I think it's really interesting. I like real-time strategy games like StarCraft and Warcraft and Command & Conquer, like those. But also speaking of video games, did you see the latest clip from World of Tanks that Arnold posted?
Oh, there's a new one? No, I didn't see that.
It's in the message I sent y'all.
Cool.
Maybe I can put it on the I'll just play it here. Let's
see here. There's so many things you can do with the Chase mobile app. Like travel now and pay later.
Commercial guys.
World of Tanks.
Greetings, tankers. It's the holiday season,
so many views.
And as a former tank driver, I'm happy to share it with such a great and dedicated community. It's finally time to unite with your friends, families, and loved ones and have a well-deserved celebration after a hard year. I hope that you will have fun with the holiday ops missions, and I will see you in the garage. So, get to the tank!
So now it's not get to the chopper, now it's get to the tank.
Get to the tank.
Yes. Nice. That's cool.
So those are just some couple video games. And then the last Terminator game, Resistance, received a DLC upgrade. So there's an extended storyline regarding John Connor and I guess the soldier that you're playing. So you guys can check that out.
Cool.
And then we also talked about the Terminator Arcade 1-Up, which we're all excited for. Hopefully, with the success of that, we can see a virtual pinball, like a miniature pinball machine, because I know those things are very expensive, too. It's like $5,000-$6,000.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else. Arnold News that we have. Oh, yeah, and then one thing I found was so they still have the T2 3D ride in Universal Studios Tokyo, and apparently there's a unique, I don't know, they had this like advertisement for like a sandwich or something. It was It's pretty interesting.
It's like not a burger, but it has meat in it or something.
It's called a da bomb bun. So it's like, if I'm saying the bun, try to say that a million times, but
right. Five times fast.
But apparently, it's just like Japanese bun with like meat in it, I guess.
So okay.
It looks interesting. It says black pepper beef.
Black pepper. So All right. So
I guess it's something that they're offering over there. But trying to think what else is going on. Oh yeah, so did any of you guys get the T2 Blu-ray, the 4K that just came out last month from Best Buy, the Steelbook edition that had
Steelbook, right? No, I don't have it.
That's on my Christmas list too.
It might be coming. I'm pretty sure I mentioned that. So, yeah, that'll be cool because it's a nice case.
I think there's some new like commentary or like there's some new footage. I guess I'm not sure if it's like newly recorded, but that's what it was saying on the packaging. But it comes with two discs. Really cool steel book available at Best Buy only. I know in the UK they got like a whole like set. The UK and the European market always gets these like unique things, but yeah, it's pretty interesting. So I'm not sure if it's going to be the same or a little bit different compared to the previous 4K release that they just did.
No 3D, right? No 3D.
Yeah,
no 3D. I think I don't know why we don't get 3D here. I mean, I don't own a 3D TV. Maybe it's because there's not a demand for them. I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah, but I do.
Yeah, right.
So I want the damn thing.
I have a TV that would play 3D. That would be nice. Yeah.
Yes.
I would buy one for sure.
T2.
A copy of T2 3D.
Yeah. No, not that T2 3D. The other
T2 3D.
Oh, so speaking of T2 3D, so my brother is actually in Orlando, Florida recently. And so originally those Terminator 2 props were in that Terminator store that was part of the attraction. But now it's like moved on to something else. Like, I guess any history from like previous attractions or previous movies, it's like kind of like I forgot what they call it, but it's kind of like a miniature museum. So my brother was able to take a picture of it. Only had Arnold's T-800 costume with like a plasma rifle and like a couple of the bombs or whatever. But he took a picture of it and sent it to me. So it's pretty cool to see that. It's still there to see for the public. But I think like the robots or whatever, I forgot the Terminator model, but I think those were all disassembled and like sold off to like collectors, I think.
Oh, yeah. I know that for a while you could buy like a foot on eBay or something. So,
yeah, for like $4,000. So, like, yeah, right. Here's the foot.
Yeah, here's the foot. You know, I was like, dang it. I couldn't get one, unfortunately.
Yes. You know. No, I blew all my money on the Balthazar head.
Yeah. Yeah, that thing, man.
Apparently, it's still up for sale.
Yeah, it is. Here, it's right now. I'm looking at it. $1,499.99 plus $29.99 shipping.
Oh, Balthazar.
Balthazar. Yeah, I mean, in a way, it's movie history, but dang.
And speaking of getting all the way, see the other post I sent you guys? It was like $8,000 for the original screen use Dementor Booster and Turbo Man.
The dolls, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. They have the whole set thing, the empty box one and all that.
Yeah, so I guess I don't recall, but you know, 25 years ago when they released those to like Kmart and some other selected things, I don't recall seeing a Booster or a Dementor. I think we were all Turbo Man. So am I correct or am I wrong?
Right. And I think when we talked with the director, you know, he had all those figures. And, you know, they were made for the movie, of course. But, yeah, I don't think they actually sold them anywhere.
Yeah. Maybe those were real production-use props. I don't know.
So they probably are. Or, I don't know, maybe some part of some...
Might be from China. No, I'm just kidding.
It could be. It could be a recast, and but, you know.
Yeah, almost $9,000 for those. So
holy schmoly! Does it say it's from the movie or no?
That's a COA, like props with COA.
Oh, right. Okay.
So yeah, it does say.
In a way, they're kind of iconic.
And they're like hand painted. I think.
Right. Those weren't mass produced or anything, so they're very, detailed and have a nice look to them. Yeah. Poor Booster.
Nobody wants you, Booster.
Nobody wants you for $8,000, Booster.
I'm shocked. Very bizarre. How many Arnold Christmas ornaments have there been? You guys, can you recollect? I know there's like T3 Christmas ornaments that I can recall.
I don't know.
I'm trying to think if there's any other, you know.
I don't even own one. Yeah. I don't own an Arnold ornament. That's a good question.
Yeah,
I don't own one either, but
got to be pretty few.
Yeah, yeah. Christmas ornament.
I think I do have like one of these like, you know, cheap kind of governator Christmas ornaments.
Yeah, I see this here. Maybe I can. Can you see this? Is this what it looks like?
I saw that on eBay.
No, not that one.
Oh, okay.
It's more of a like kind of clay molded style of Arnold as governator.
Yeah, this one's like paper mache over a, you know, like they're putting just random stuff over a ball.
Sure.
I don't know, this is official.
I want to say
a kindergarten art project.
I want to say there was an endoskeleton one somewhere.
Yeah.
That does make sense.
Probably.
Yeah. You know, I know that there was a T3 ones, I think, is what I saw.
There was. Yeah. I remember that one. Like, it has the T-800 with, like, half of his face missing.
Exactly. You know, I don't see it on eBay, but I know it exists.
Terminator ornament.
It's real.
Yes.
But yeah, so I guess if you see some things, you got to jump on it. You know, like, I was at Walmart.
Here it is.
What'd you find out? You found it? Oh, yeah, there it is. Where is that from? You Googled it?
I just Googled it.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. It's kind of, you got the shades and half of it's cracked off. And
then there's other. Yeah, there's. Yeah, that's the one. So
that's cool.
I'm pretty sure I can find it on. That was on Pinterest.
Mm-hmm.
$14.98. Is it still available? I don't know. I could probably find it on eBay. I'm good at finding stuff, right? Right, Brandon?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Oh, yes.
Give him a couple of years, then he'll
pull it.
Anything you
hey,
want.
There it is. Oh, yeah. There's a TX then, and then there's an Arnold. So there's two right there.
Yeah.
Cool.
You know, that's pretty cool.
So, Brandon, if you want me to try to find one for you, I will.
Oh, my gosh, man. It depends on how many. If it's not $100 or $500 or something, dang.
Come on! We can work something out with payments. I'm just
that's
kidding.
Right. Yeah,
yes, you can make, sell the get Hummer. A plan going there.
Yeah, that's all worth it.
Hey, every time I'm driving on the road and I see a black Hummer H3, it reminds me of you. So have you put any Terminator stickers on there, anything or what?
I should have. I do have some kind of like chrome, you know, like little guards and stuff, and I don't know, like a chrome bumper and all that kind of thing. So, sort of hints of Terminator, you know.
I have a suggestion.
No, yeah, what's your
rear on your rear windows? You should put like follow me. I've seen this on cars on the road here. Like follow me on Instagram, and you put your like at Brandon Crump Studios or whatever.
Yeah,
or the ArnoldFans.com. You can like put that stuff there. I might say go get like a big Arnold like. Vinyl sticker.
Takes up the whole back window.
just put like small stickers, and you put like the Instagram and like Twitter like logos, put it right there, and then people can follow you.
That's a good point. Yeah, I mean,
do the windshield wiper where Arnold's flexing like that.
Yeah.
Custom license plates says I'll be back.
Yeah, I that would be nice. Right now, mine is TH3 TNK.
So okay.
The tank, you know. So in a way, it's sort of Arnold-ish, you know, still. Cool. Especially now with his new tank, you know, stuff going on. I was ahead of the curve, you know, yeah. but yeah, I do. I mean, it would be fun to have, like, I'll be back or, you know, something like that. Mm-hmm. I'll have to, you know, if someday I get a new license plate, that could be kind of fun. I was wondering if they have, like, an endoskeleton doing the arm thing, you know. That would be kind of new.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I haven't seen that yet, you know.
All right.
I think people would still get the concept of what I'm trying to go for, you know.
You know what that just reminded me of? It's just way off topic, but have you ever played the PC game from like 1993, The Seventh Guest?
No, I didn't play that one.
Oh, it's like a horror movie. So like, there's a hand, like a skeleton hand, that goes like this. So that kind of, reminds me of.
Oh, that's cool.
It tells you the direction to go to. It's like,
yeah, this. It's like, come here, kind of. Oh, that's neat.
But it's called The Seventh Guest. So if you want to try to pick up some horror movie ideas, like, it's like a classic game called The Seventh Guest. And it's about like,
looked it up.
Yeah, it's like this like haunted like mansion, pretty much. And you're trying to solve puzzles and stuff. And there's like cakes with like skulls and stuff. It's weird and interesting.
If Resident Evil can be rebooted 5 times, we can make this game into a movie, damn it.
Right.
It sounds fun, though. You know, I think. It's worth looking into.
I think
the Seventh Guest, you said, or something like that.
The Seventh Guest, yeah, okay. It's kind of like one of like puzzle solving games. Like you recall the game Myst, I think.
I did play Myst, yeah.
So it's kind of like the same concept.
I like you're solving
puzzles.
The reboot more like they remade it, so it's a little smoother, but there's not really much of a difference. It's the same game.
They did a full 3D rendered version.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Or you can kind of walk around it, I think, a little more.
Fancier and it looks nicer.
Yeah, but it's still the game functions the same. I played that
puzzles,
thing on.
Yeah.
Yeah, the puzzles are the exact same. I played it on 3DO. I don't know if you ever heard of that system.
Oh, but, Panasonic 3DO.
Yeah, that's what I played it on. And so it was still back where you clicked in and it kind of went forward a little bit and you clicked in and went forward, you know, and you. You kind of explored the area, but it was still fun. You know, I never beat it back in the day. So when the internet finally got bigger, I could finally, this is what happened. This is what's going on here. And I saw worlds I never even got to see before, you know, and besides the intro or whatever.
Yeah. It's tough. Cause that game does not handhold you at all. It's just
not
like,
at all.
Here you are in this weird world.
Yeah.
Have at it.
Yeah. And like sometimes if you don't have the switches just right or whatever it is, something's not going to open. And it's, you know, it is a tough game, but it is fun. You know, it's a fun.
Yeah.
Kind of
I love it.
World to explore. And just like they got the ambiance of the water hitting the island and like, you know,
right. Yeah. Sound effects and everything.
Like all
this
stuff that they did in in the game and the sinking boat, you know, and all that stuff, like, you know what I mean? All that stuff is there. And
those guys
I loved it.
That are trapped in the books and they're trying
to get
the
it's like
pages.
Creepy. You know, it's like, it's scary kind of. So like, you're like, oh my God, there's never been a movie.
Bring
the pages. Yeah. Yeah. It's all scrabbly and stuff. It was, I mean, that's kind of, to me as a kid, I kind of was scary to open those books, you know, and, you know, that maybe that's why I like it so much, but because it just felt like it was a creepy experience, but it wasn't scary. You know, it was just like
It wasn't like jump scares or anything. It was just
right. It's just the atmosphere. It's just like
vibe. Yeah,
I would not want to be here in real life. Is what you're saying?
Yeah. You know?
I mean, visually it's beautiful, but tonally it's just something's off about this place. And you know,
well,
because
you're all alone, so it's like you're isolated and.
That's always
stuff.
Pretty creepy sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So,
definitely check that game. Like later on tonight, like YouTube it or something. You'd be like, and then you'll get some ideas. I'm telling you, like Hollywood's run out of ideas. So if you go back to some of these classic PC games, you can kind of get some ideas.
I'm not going to say cherry pick, but I'll borrow
stuff there.
I remember
playing one called The Uninvited. That was another kind of creepy. Point and click adventure thing where and I remember there's a thing where you're in a house, you're in a creepy house, and then you see a woman standing in front of you come into this room and she's facing away from you, and I'm like, oh, there's a woman there, I'll go you know, click on her, see what, and then the next screen is just this skull face that's like,
oh man,
and it says, "You are dead. The woman has devoured you," or something like that. And it's
wow,
that just reminded me of Ghostbusters 1. Get her,
yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, right.
Get her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, classic stuff. And then that's why because of Ghostbusters, Arnold did. Right, wasn't it the twins, or that was why he's like, I could be a Ghostbuster, you know, and then that's how that kind of started.
Right, he talked with Ivan Reitman or something and said he loved the movie and
couldn't we all, you know?
Yes.
Well, it's kind of interesting because there's actually an article someone wrote up that they were comparing Terminator Dark Fate to Ghostbusters Afterlife, like how they're trying to revive a natural classic. Because Terminator, if you think about it, this Ghostbusters movie that just came out, like they discarded completely the previous Ghostbusters movie that came out with the I don't know her name is the McCarthy girl.
The four women.
Yeah, that was the 2016. Right. Well, that was a different universe though, so they tried to reboot it in the.
Right, because all the guys had cameos in that one, but they weren't as their Ghostbusters characters.
Right, they were brand new characters.
Random characters in there, yeah.
But like comparing that to like how, you know, there was Terminator 1, Terminator 2, Terminator 3, then there was Salvation, then Genesis, and then Dark Fate came out, and Dark Fate was supposed to be like, oh, we're going to get rid of
Terminator 3 and everything else. And yeah,
right.
Just going from T2... to Dark Fate,
but
yeah,
in a way they also kind of got rid of T2 though, not really,
yeah,
they got rid of the Skynet and all that. I mean,
they
I just recently watched it and we were kind of like, wow, you know, it feels so different because they totally erased Skynet, and they obviously spoilers, they erased, you know, John Connor, you know. So in a way I get it, you know, she, you know, this is coming from a girl, by the way, she was saying in a way,
what would you say, it's a little too feminist.
Yes. She does come from a girl.
Who's that?
This is my lady friend here, Summer.
Why is she hiding? Come out here, Summer.
Come out, they're saying.
Hey! Hey! Sorry, was she sleeping this whole time?
Well, half the time she's asleep, and then the light's on, and then she's like, stay awake.
So we had Randy Jennings as a special guest. Now we have another special guest. Her name is Summer. So tell us, Summer. Guest.
Hey, do you want to get on the show, Summer?
Summer, no, what is your favorite Arnold Schwarzenegger movie?
Do you have a favorite Arnold movie? She doesn't know. She can't think off the top of her head.
Okay. That might be a question for next time.
Terminator 2.
Terminator 2.
That is
a romantic movie for you both.
It really is, yeah.
Yeah.
But
I got together with my wife.
Terminator 1 even is a pretty romantic movie, you know, I would say. So I would say that might be your favorite.
It's a love story.
She likes the love story element of T1, I think.
Yeah.
And then I think that's kind of in a way maybe why she was displeased, because she was watching, not even without me, she was just watching Terminator Genesis on TV. And then she's like texting me, hey, look, what's on, you know, this is on, you know, she wanted to see the next one so much because of that one. But then she's like, wow, when she started watching it. They made John Connor evil in the last one. So she's like, man, they've been kind of shitting on John Connor. Sorry to swear. But, you know, it's like the character.
He's evil, then they kill him, and yeah.
Yeah, you know, so in a way, it kind of like, as fans of the franchise, it seems like, she liked the movies too. So she's like, man, why they're not really paying respect to John Connor versus they're not doing something, you know, they're just deleting him from, instead of like, you know, saying, okay, well, here's passing the torch. They're just like, they often kill him. So yeah. I agree in that, you know, in a way, it's kind of like, they're not necessarily overly respectful of the lore in that sense, you know. So I can see why some fans didn't connect with it as much, is all I'm saying.
Yeah. Sure. You know? Yeah.
And by the way, I didn't mean to embarrass your friend there. Like for a second, I thought you were like talking to your cat, and your cat was
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
it's Stranger Will. Yes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So thanks, Summer, for your input, you know. But Summer. This is, you know, it is kind of fun to get an input of, you know, the opposite sex and how they view movies, because you know, there's all the, some of like the backlashes that, oh, it's, you know, it's too woke. But when it, when a female even says that it's too woke, then it's like, okay, well, maybe there's something to that, where it's like the new Ghostbusters, they pass the torch to a female, you know, a lead, but in a respectful way, you know, where it's like they're,
the old characters aren't deleted naturally from the characters, and not in a weird, ham-fisted way.
Exactly, you know. So, I mean, while there are stuff, there are things I do like in Dark Fate, you know, like obviously Sarah Connor back and all that stuff, you know, they're are amazing. Yeah. Arnold obviously is a cool, you know, and everything he does, but even in this movie, he's funny, you know, like the drapes line was having, you know, come through it, you know, and all that stuff, you know, it's just, he's so great in that role, you know. She was like, because we had to pause for like halfway through the movie, and she was like, almost gave up on the movie, and I was like, no, no, don't, Arnold's coming back.
Yeah.
So you gotta keep watching, you know, because she was like, this is not what I was expecting at all. Because I don't even think, I think Sarah Connor may have just shown up before we had to pause, you know what I mean? So it's like, she had only just gotten to the Sarah Connor part, and it's like, see, she's, Sarah Connor's back. Don't worry, Arnold's going to be back.
Yeah.
Because I kind of was joking, like, oh, you saw him in the beginning, right? You know, because Arnold has that cameo, like the young Arnold and the backflash. She was worried that was going to be the only Arnold, I think. Oh, you know? Yeah. So it's like, kind of like Salvation, where he's only in that little sliver, you know?
Right, yeah. So, that's no good.
But he's in it. He's in it way more than this. So, you know, so the Arnold parts are great. The action is amazing when you get to the end and all that stuff. There's just some things I think that, you know, could have been handled a little differently, that you maybe even do the same exact thing, but just do it differently. You know, just not maybe not kill him in the beginning. You know, maybe have the real older John Connor there for that adventure. And he could die maybe midway as an adult or something. I don't, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Right.
But, you know, it just seemed like, because they did all that work.
What? Or like, you know, like the female lead in Terminator Dark Fate, like that could have been the Catherine Brewster. You know, like, and John Connor wouldn't have to get killed in the beginning. So it'd be they would have switched the story around a little bit, but it's pretty much like,
I mean, see, at least with that killing of John Connor, he has already fulfilled his destiny. And like, he sort of says, I think he saved mankind at that point. And they're now still sending Terminators back. I mean, you know, I'm not quite sure how that's, you know, right now, but I feel like he's still like the savior of mankind, you know, and you know what I mean? He's still important, even though he is killed. He's important. Whereas with the new one, he just kind of gets killed. And now, okay, well, Skynet never even matters anymore because it's just a new AI called Legion. Right. And, you know, I don't know. I felt like if they even maybe kept the Skynet name or something, you know, like,
yeah,
I don't
why know. Not? It's the same thing.
Sorry to vent here, guys, but
it's okay.
You know, but it was just like, you know, watching it with Summer kind of did bring up these good points where it's like, you know, in one sense, I didn't want to be the fan who is toxic masculinity, but I love women. You know what I'm saying? I want them to have, I love, you know, Ripley and all these, Sarah Connor, you know, these are my characters I grew up with and love. So we want the Terminator franchise to keep going in, but in that respectful way, you know, where it's like the Ghostbusters Afterlife did, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Whereas like they pass a torch respectfully.
Right.
And in a way, and some parts seemed a little forced. Maybe that's what I'm trying to say.
Well, I mean, I think that's what they're trying to do towards the end of the film. Like, cause like, you know, T-800's gone and then it's her and Sarah Connor. So I think that's kind of where they wanted to continue the film, but because of the box office, not, you know, meeting the gross, I guess.
Yeah. It's disappointing. So yeah,
even though I don't think it was a flop, right?
It wasn't horrible, but yeah, it just wasn't what they wanted.
Play skirts up, you know.
Yeah. But it's just, it's so sad that how many times have they tried rebooting Terminator and with the plans for a trilogy or whatever?
Right. Yeah.
Instead of continuing, it just chopped off and try again with something else.
Yeah. It's like, I wish, I don't know. If they could have just like merged Genesis with Dark Fate, maybe.
Right.
That maybe would have been great.
Take the best from both. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, have young Sarah meet old Sarah, and I don't know, do something with that.
But then you have John. But then you have
John is also
John is a Terminator too. So that.
Yeah, that's a good point. So I don't know how you know, but then at that point though, I thought they had fixed it to where he could now be born again, and they could fall in love or something. I forget how it ended exactly. Didn't like. You know, it's ended on a high note where she's still like, I don't know, she sees young Kyle. And so if there is a, you know, Terminator thing and he gets sent back in time,
Yeah.
They could fall in love. I don't know how, you know, this is the Terminator for you. You know, weird timelines to think about, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Genesis, they do say, hang on, they saved the world. But Arnold is still there.
Right.
He's got like
T-1000. He's the T-1000 Arnold. Yeah.
I wanted to see that. You know, I was like, yeah, wow, exactly. That could have been fun, you know?
Oh, yeah. That would have been really cool.
that would have been awesome to see. So, I mean, but I still like, you know, I just kind of miss Pops, you know what I'm saying? Carl is a good character, too. But you know, they're different characters, I guess, you know what I mean? And they were handled differently in different movies, you know, all together. We still love T2. What can I say? You know, we're always going to have that.
Can't be that.
You know, if we do get one more Terminator movie, I'm going to watch it, of course, you know, I hope we get it one day, but if not, I'm in Conan corner, to be honest. I want King Conan.
Yes,
before I want another Terminator. But that's just me. And I'm a Terminator fan, you know, for life, baby. But I'm ready for that kind of adventure, you know.
Well, here's a trivia question I'm gonna ask you guys. So like if you really think about it, Dark Fate was Arnold's last like action film that he had. So I agree with you. Like King Conan needs to happen. Just the studios need to get their act together, and the owner of the rights needs to be like, "Hey, let's let Arnold be King Conan, and that's it." Like there should not be a reboot or anything like that. Right. They already try rebooting it with Rolf.
Aquaman.
Well, no. I'm talking about like actual Conan. Like they actually in the 90s, like Ralph Moeller, they tried re-reviving it that way through a TV show, and. I think King Conan, but my question is to you guys is like, do you think Arnold's up for doing more action films or do you think he's going to be more of like comedy slash like drama roles? Because if you kind of take a step back, it's just a trivia question, but
yeah,
you take a step back, you look at his other films like Afterlife and like his last films around that time, it's like less action. Have you noticed that?
Even with Maggie and, you know, stuff like that, where they could have been huge action type stories, they decided to do it the opposite way. I do feel like Arnold maybe wants to temper down his big tentpole action films kind of thing just because he's getting, you know, he doesn't want to do those stunts anymore, I would imagine.
He's not going to do the crazy action stunts
all the time anyway, you know. But he has stuntmen, and they have amazing masks nowadays. So who knows? You know what I mean? But he also, I think, he doesn't have to, but he probably mentally is like, I need to get in amazing shape for these action films. You know?
And
that's probably tough for him.
He's
70 some whatever years old. You know, he looks better than all of us.
Right?
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, so I would imagine he's probably like, well, I'm going to do more of these intimate films and tell these different stories. It seems like he wants to expand his repertoire. It seems like
the more comedy action type where he can still have his action hero image, but kind of poke fun of it too.
I still think Conan, I think if he was offered that, he'd say yes in an instant. He wants to do it, I think.
That's like his baby. Like he wants to be Conan again. No doubt.
I think it could happen. You know, I can envision, you know,
I hope so.
If Jamie Lee Curtis can be, you know, in a Halloween movie again, why can't we get, you know, Arnold and, you know, they're always kind of hey, we're skipping. We'll tell the fans we're not taking into account the sequel, you know, Conan the Destroyer. We're not going to talk about that. We're just going to talk about Conan the Barbarian, and now it's this. If you want to, you know, please everybody. I don't know. You just don't even mention. Just not say it's cut out, but just don't.
I mean, it's so far from both of those movies now.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you don't have to have knowledge of them necessarily. This is who Conan is, and what happened over the years.
Although it would be nice to have a trilogy to say we have a trilogy now, you know.
Right.
So, well, good point.
Well, I was going to kind of confuse the audience. Well, go ahead and throw in Red Sonja with that.
Red Sonja.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always
he's Kalidor in that. That's completely different.
Yeah, it's a new character, man.
<I'm just kidding. laughs>
Yeah, I'm sure there should be like a fan edit where somebody just calls him Conan, you know.
It's called Conan 2.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it is basically a sequel without being a sequel, you know. But, yeah, I hope that's the one I'm hoping for. Either a movie or a video game.
We've talked about it before. Because fans, even the hardest core Terminator fans are kind of like burnt out on like, oh man, yeah. Another Terminator. Is this one going to be screwed up somehow? You know, it's like
exactly. Yeah.
Whereas
yeah.
Conan, you know, it's like, hey, it's just kinda... there's it could be something you know people get excited about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think it's still a popular you know kind of IP. They say you know.
Yeah.
Intellectual property, you know, there's still, I see, you know, Conan logos everywhere, you know, and
right.
It's still a character that people know and love. So I think it could make a comeback, you know?
Yeah.
Retro stuff is coming back, you know? So it's time for that. I think that character is the next one to come. So we'll see. I don't know. Is it you're saying the rights holder? They're not interested or what's the hold up?
So when Arnold was interviewed a few years ago at the Arnold Sports Festival, like he was saying, I want to do King Conan, but the rights to like the Conan, the name itself, like it's in right. The owner's hands. So it's not like Arnold says he'll do it in a heartbeat, but it's this owner not sure if he wants to proceed with going with Arnold as King Conan. Like he wants to probably do something else with that license. Like, I don't know what exactly that is, but that's kind of the bunghole that they're having in. I mean, I think the fans really want this and, you know, I've always wanted to see him back in action, but that's what's happening with the license. So it's nothing to do with Arnold. It's something to do with the person holding the license. It's kind of like with Jim Cameron, where it went from Jim Cameron to like Jonathan Mostow, and like the Terminator license was going all over the place. And now it's back to Cameron's name. So like, it's kind of like that. It's kind of like some, like, I don't know, not a fight, but they're trying to pretty much, I don't know. The guy's got it's up to, I don't know who the guy licensee is. So if you can find out who the licensee the guy who owns the license, we probably need to start a poll. But like, hey, let's get this King Arnold.
Right. Rolling. I mean, yeah, it starts saying.
King Conan.
We'll hire a plane and fly it over his house, like they did with the Zack Snyder cut of Justice League. I don't know if you heard about that.
Well, I'm just saying, you know where Ivan Reitman lives, so you can go ahead.
Right. Yeah.
Well, we have connections now, okay? Hey, you know, we'll see. I'll have to look it up and see if I can find that out. That would be interesting.
And we heard last year about a TV series, a Conan TV series, that Netflix was acquiring.
Without Arnold, is that right?
I don't think Arnold was specifically mentioned with it. But they were working on something.
Well, we can only hope that eventually they'll open their eyelids, you know, and get the crust out of their eyes and see that we fans don't want the TV series unless Arnold's in it. Well, that's just me. You know, I mean, I do love the character and all, and I did play the video game that had Ron Perlman as Conan in it. You know, that was a lot of fun.
Or for PS3.
Yeah.
Oh, I have that game. One. The game's pretty cool. Like you're on I think either the first or second level, you're on like a boat or something.
Yeah, wasn't that fun? You know, and you're going and kicking ass and stuff. And I thought that was a fun game. You know, and it wasn't necessarily Arnold, but it was done in a way that kind of felt in that world. You know, and they didn't necessarily say it wasn't Arnold. So hey, I'm good to go. You know, Ron Perlman was a good replacement. But even like the Jason Momoa reboot, I didn't connect with that one, to be honest. So
yeah,
I think they even used the same sword or something, you know? So it's like, didn't they, or at least in the logos, I don't know if it was in the movie, but they used the original Conan sword, I think. The father's sword or whatever one, the Atlantean What were the deer head antlers? Which one's that?
Oh, yeah.
That one's in the logo anyway. So it's like, you're just not even, you know, you're not even making up. That's, you know, you're trying to get the fans there thinking it's Arnold, but it's not. Okay.
That's,
you know,
that's the father's sword.
Yes. Right. Yeah, that's right.
I think the Atlantean sword, that's the one that's famous with like the, where he finds in the,
yeah, that one has like this, I don't know, not one of the snakes, but yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like the father's sword, which it has, I think, the horns that you're talking about.
Yeah, that's the one. So, you know, I think that is the logo still for the Jason Momoa one. It's like, well, you know, that's famous because of Arnold's movies, you know. If you're going to make something new, make a whole new story. Don't try to trick us into thinking this is a prequel or something in that universe, because it wasn't. Just saying. So I would love it if they did an Arnold, you know, themed Conan story eventually. Yeah. I think he could do it. You know, I think even older audiences, they kind of want to see that, hey, even though we're getting older, we can still kick ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, you know, I know definitely I just had a birthday and I want to see that, you know, so.
And then we have the technology, so like CGI and like the de-aging processes that they've done, like even if it's like a flashback or something, like,
oh yeah.
We have the technology for that. Like for an example, like the movie Irishman, like they,
oh right,
they've like de-aged people, and but also even Tron, like the movie, the latest Tron movie, they de-aged got the main actor's name in that one.
Jeff Bridges,
that's right. Yeah. So it's possible, and like like you said, like deepfake stuff. I mean, people are doing that all the time, and
that's better than what they're doing in the movies, because they're, you know, they're doing it in a way that's not legal, you know. So
right,
I don't know, you know, the ones that you see in the movies, they need to do it in a way that's legal, I guess, but because I don't know, sometimes they're getting really good. There's moments where they're like, you know, maybe they turn a certain way and it's not great, but sometimes for the most part, it's like, wow, this could have been really Arnold doing this thing or whoever it is that you're seeing, you know?
Well, there's this one guy that's actually a Tom Cruise impersonator, and they deep face Tom Cruise's face onto the impersonator.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So it must have been like, this is it. This is the real thing.
Yeah. And the guy, well, actually without the deep fake, he actually sounds and acts just like Tom Cruise, like, and same height and everything.
Wow. So
YouTube, and I've got his name. But he even does, like, the laugh and the smile, like the big smile.
That's crazy. Yeah. I feel like Key or Peele, one of those two, did a Obama impersonation, and they did that when he's like, don't believe everything you read, you know, see on the internet or whatever. And I was like, wow. Because then it cuts to, you know, who it really is, and it's kind of crazy. Just how good these, you know, these deepfakes are getting. So maybe we'll just put Arnold into every movie eventually, is my goal.
Why not?
I want Home Alone with Arnold as the kid, you know.
that'd be interesting. Or let's see. I don't make Arnold a Ghostbuster. I don't know.
Yeah, that would be great.
Don't cross the streams.
See? It'd be perfect.
Well, he said you always want to be a Ghostbuster. You just do that.
That's perfect crossover, I think, you know?
Goes on the Ghostarian.
Are you a god?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, of course.
Dude, I'd love the new Ghostbusters movie. I did tear up, man. I don't know why I was crying in that movie, like towards the end.
They just did it right. They did it with heart, you know, because there were things in the movie that they did. I was like, wow, they're really saying this, because they kind of nag on the character a little bit, but I had to separate the character from the actor, you know what I'm saying? And then, but by the end, I was like, okay, well, they redeemed it, you know, because it was like he did it for a reason and, you know, all that kind of stuff, you know. So it was like, okay, well, then he's redeemed at the end. Versus, right. So then it was great, you know, versus there was no redemption in Dark Fate for John Connor. He never came back. You know, I was kind of like waiting for that moment. Maybe was he going to show up through a time portal or something? And
that's right. What I was waiting.
You know? Yeah. Cause they kind of talked about, you know, him, he said he kind of recorded some stuff Didn't he say that? Yeah. You know, I forget.
Well, what,
I
yeah, it was something. The motion like, capture.
Yeah. Oh, that he did the motion. Okay, that's what right. it was. You know, so I was like, okay, yeah, he's there, I guess. But you know, it's like, I really wish, you know, they had given him a bigger part. I think that would have been the real kind of T3 we wanted, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's another thing someone's done is they've actually, I think, deep faked Edward Furlong's face onto that other character's.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
For T3, yeah.
Oh, that's funny. I gotta look for that. Yeah, that would be fun. I did like T3. It still has a nice place in my heart, you know.
Yeah,
I think it's. T3's I think
got
it's
some good stuff. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It kind of was you know, it did respect the lore in a way, you know. Even though it did some stuff unexpected, it was still like, okay, yeah, this is, you know, this is fun.
Yeah, talk to that makes sense.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there are some bits that are like, oh man, and, you know,
yes,
you know, but. I guess ladies have to have fun too, so why not represent it, you know? For the ladies' night out, remember that scene?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was somebody got a little wink over. It's like, yeah, I remember that scene. But
yeah, I bet you it's like Terminator 2 in the biker bar.
Woo! Oh, right. Yeah.
I think she's holding a tray or something. It's like,
yeah. Woo! Yeah, I remember that part.
Yeah.
Like, oh, is it the same actress?
I'm not sure. I'm
like just trying to think. Man, that would be interesting if they did. I don't know if it is, but I know who you're talking about now.
No. The one in Terminator 3 is like this.
Shake it, baby.
Yeah. That's the one. Yeah. But that actress, she reminds me of the one from T2 now. But I'm thinking about it, so I'm wondering if it's. I'll have to look. I've never made that connection before. Mm. It very well could be. So we'll see. Anyway, lots of Terminator stuff.
So I thought of something for our podcast, kind of going back, and maybe we can ask the audience or maybe put a poll if you ever put a poll on this video or on this recording. But have you guys watched Talking with the Sopranos with Michael Imperioli and Steve Sharipa? Have you seen that before?
No, not personally.
So pretty much what it is so they, during the pandemic, they started doing a podcast and they did 100 videos. So they have, it's pretty much like a Zoom video and they have their whole podcast. Like, it's pretty interesting how they do. They have like a red backdrop and then looks like they're together. I'm not sure they're in two different cities, but like they'll have a proper, it's on YouTube. So if you go on YouTube and talk in Sopranos, I'm not sure if you guys are into Sopranos, but that idea of that podcast, I thought would be a great idea. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, look at it. So you want to do a video podcast, you mean?
Yeah, we could do a video podcast. Yeah. It could be a different things. I don't know. Whatever your thoughts are, or maybe audio is easier because you can just edit off.
Can you just record the screen and then post it? I don't know. Does it record both the audio and the screen? I don't know how Zoom works.
Yeah, I think for Zooms, you can record the call, I think.
Oh, yeah, nice. You can do both video and audio. Yeah.
Just throwing that out there. I mean, if you want to try something different next time, obviously I'll make sure I'm shaved and, you know, gel hair and everything. I won't show up naked or anything. No, but
yes,
yeah,
naked.
But just a different idea. It. I'm just trying to figure how we can get more viewers.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So who won the Turbo Man contest?
We're gonna release that on Christmas Day, so that's coming up. yes, cool. You know, because it's a Christmas kind of surprise. But good question, though. Very good question.
So your winner is going to receive the Turbo Man after Christmas, right?
Technically, yes. Yeah. But yeah, I wouldn't have been able to get to him.
You're not going to fly out to his
the
house.
Poster. yeah. We didn't get the contest live and, you know, early enough. So
right.
You know, it's all good. Because I wanted there to be time for people to actually enter. You know what I mean? Because if it was only 5 days, it would have been like, oh, dang. nobody has a chance.
I saw some of the comments. A lot of people were excited, but some people are like, oh, that's not the original one. And one person said to you, is that the prop from the original movie? Yeah. Like,
yeah, I know. It's like, well, what is it? Oh, man. No, it's not.
You
know,
what do you want?
Yeah, I had to explain to them. They're like, well, I don't want it if it's not the original prop. It's like, what? You know,
are you gonna sign it for them?
I could ask the winner if they want it signed. That's a good question. I will if they want it. I'll offer it to them in the email because I think it says, you know, I can email them and it'll say they get because they're gonna have to reply to me and stuff, you know, and give me their addresses, the and all that because it does. The entries don't have their address, you know, so I can't just ship it. I have to wait for them to contact me and say, "Yep, I want it," you know, and all that. So it's a complicated process.
It's so amazing how technology has changed everything because I remember. I mean, Ryan's had contests from the Gillinator. I'm pretty sure he had to like look at everybody's comments. But for you, yeah. It's like an automatic like generator thing. Like it's like a like a script, like a PC script that goes through and like randomly draws somebody.
Exactly. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that's what technology is. I'm gonna, you know, I really hope that the computer fixes. You know, somebody good, because some of the entries I saw were like, because I, you know, because it'd be fun to win, you know. It's like, oh, well, you could have put a little more effort into the some of the entries there, you know.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know. Hopefully an Arnold fan or some little kids win it. That's one of the two. You know, what do you guys think? I guess if it's random, we don't know, but it'd be nice if it went to one of the
someone
one of the
who
two.
Really, yeah, would appreciate it and treasure that.
Exactly.
And then just hopefully the person selected is not somebody outside of the United States, because I think that's what you stated in the contest.
That's right. It's only open. I mean, I guess I could have said unless you pay shipping, you know, because there are some people that were not in the United States that entered. So, you know, I guess I could offer if it's somebody from out of country, I could say offer, you know, email them, say, do you want to pay the shipping because you won? Mm-hmm. And then if they say yes, nay or nay, you know, that's up on them, I guess. But it might be like, what, $50 or $100 to ship overseas. I don't know what. I haven't shipped something, you know.
Yeah. So
I don't know if you'd want to do that.
So speaking of something shipped overseas, one of our, I guess he's on the Arnold fans, but he was doing like, he'd always go to Australia, Arnold Sports Fest in Australia, his name is Steven. We were in Orlando. So remember that that T800 like gripper that I bought? You know what I'm talking about? It's like an Indo hand.
Oh yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when I bought the T-shirt, I shipped that thing to like to Australia, and it was like $150 to ship all that stuff.
Oh my gosh! Yes,
I think he paid me back or whatever, but I was like,
oh, that's good.
It's like, yeah. He's like, I'll PayPal you the money. I'm like, all right. So it's like, it's just for that shipment, $150. And I received it. He's like, what is this exactly? I'm like, hey, if you can't reach that roll of toilet paper, just go ahead and, I don't know. Like, but, but as far as shipping, yeah, it could be, I mean, it depends. But yeah.
Well, right. You know, it was just because it was $150. I didn't, you know, I don't have that budget right now, but you know, maybe next Christmas I will. Maybe next Christmas we'll have a worldwide one. Who knows?
Maybe.
But maybe. Yeah, I mean, it's gonna go to somebody fun, you know.
Also, really nice that you did that.
Yeah, I mean, why not? It's kind of like it was just some fun way to kind of give back this Christmas, like Randy was saying. You know, it's good to give back and. Is my very small way of doing that, you know.
Right. Oh. So you're hopefully not someday. Too selfish.
Right. Exactly. You know, all the milk and cookies are for me. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah. Yeah. So I'm sure next year we'll do something better.
It's summer waiting for you.
Who knows? Oh yes, she is. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's very patient.
Good.
She's like,
did she hear us?
No, she can't.
Oh, okay.
I have headphones in right now.
Yeah.
But they say you're very patient.
Thank you for being patient.
Thank you.
Yes.
She's nodding yes. Thank you. I am patient.
I know it's midnight.
Yeah. Wow. So what is it then? It's the 23rd. So one more day. It's the eve. Of Christmas Eve.
Someone may have said it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So get your Christmas shopping done now, kids.
because you ain't got much time. I went to Walmart. I was there. We were there today. Yeah. This whole, you know, shelf, I was like there the previous day, and there was this whole thing was filled. Today it was empty. So yep. People are really, you know, kind of like last minute scrambling, and it's like, wow, this is, you know, slim pickings, you know, because I'm trying to find something for my Secret Santa. So, you know, I was like, man, I'm going to find something good. At least I found a good Christmas card. So that's good. But I'm still, and I found, we did find a good thing. I think we found the right thing.
Well, we got our trucking on Wednesday and Friday. So on Wednesday, yeah. So today actually, so we got our box trucks. We got a lot of Christmas toys at our store. No Turbo Mans, but we got a lot of Christmas toys.
Yeah.
But Targets are open until midnight. So Melissa was telling me like tomorrow, any last minute Christmas shopping, go tomorrow. Oh, Melissa's hello. Hey, Brandon has a, there she is. Look at her hiding.
That oh, yes, hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Melissa, my wife. She'll be on the next episode.
You see her? Oh, there she is.
That'll be Melissa and Summer.
Wow, so, two women on this two one women. Episode. That's crazy.
So we need to have a next episode is women's reactions to Schwarzenegger's one.
Oh, that would be nice.
I don't know. Like that.
Women's reaction to Arnold movies and stuff. That would be a good That would be a good episode, I think. You know?
We gotta do that next time. 2022. That's what we do.
2022. Yeah.
All right.
Diversification.
The podcast will be accused of being too woke for including women.
Right. Yeah. We didn't respectfully do it.
But yeah, like you're saying,
Adrian won't like it.
Are we ever going to get Adrian on the show?
Oh yeah,
he's never been on the show. He's been kind of quiet recently, guys. What's going on with him?
I'm not sure. He's traveling a bit.
Adrian, he's always mysterious.
Yes,
you don't know what he's doing.
Mysterious Arnold fan.
The mysterious Arnold fan that takes pictures of chocolates.
Yeah,
I'm kidding, Adrian. We love you, man.
Yes, we do.
Be sure to get your booster.
Yep, I got my booster.
Oh,
yes.
Good.
Yes, me too.
And I'll bring my Turbo Man tool too.
Yes.
Oh, that would be fun. Turbo Man to get your booster shot.
That would be a good advertisement.
It really would. Yeah.
Exactly. Booster says, get your booster. But
good crossover.
Anyway.
Huh.
And
I see a meme. You're thinking about a meme.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. Yeah. Like, could I draw this? Huh? You know?
we'll be boot like the scene where Booster's on top of the float, I guess.
That would work too, huh?
Yeah, or like in the beginning, like do a screenshot of the beginning of Booster.
Right, yeah, one of those two. I'm sure there's a few shots in the movie that could work where he's doing something, you know. We'll see what we come up with someday.
Okay.
You know, Randy's the real, you know, graphic artist, but I do make some movie posters sometimes, which is fun. So, yeah, we'll see what we can do. Nice. Be on the lookout, Arnold fans.
Good.
But stay safe out there during this holiday season. That's the important thing.
Yes, yes. You can have fun, but stay safe. Just be sensible.
Mm-hmm.
And we can get excited for 2022, you know?
Guys, it'll be fun.
It should be new year,
new adventures.
Yeah, should be another year that is hopefully progressing back to more normal things.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then Arnold, you know, filming Triplets would be a nice way to start it.
And then Arnold Sports Festival, and then hopefully the new, I wonder if Superhero Kindergarten, are there still new episodes?
Ooh, good question. I haven't checked lately.
And then there's supposed to be the Netflix spy series. That's supposed to be coming.
Yep, my one. Yeah. Yeah, so lots of good things in the works for Arnold and Arnold fans.
I love it.
So we should have a fun year covering it all, and maybe we can gather somewhere and you know, like Randy was saying, like the good old days. Cool. Well, I think we can wrap things up. What do you guys say?
Yeah, I think we need to take our toys back to the carpet.
We can wrap. We can wrap our wrapping paper for Christmas.
I have a tape here.
Get your toys under the tree.
Listen to
your Turbo Man under the tree. And,
Johnny's Turbo Man.
And we see. But yes, it's been great chatting with you guys. Enjoying the Christmas festivities as we like to do.
Oh, yeah.
Drinking some nog. And of course, you know, have our fearless leader Randy Jennings on again. That was awesome.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was a real Christmas treat.
Yes, yes, for sure. But anyway, our listeners, I hope you all enjoyed listening as well, and I hope everyone out there has a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah, any other holidays that you're celebrating this great time of year. You know, you can trust us that we will be back, just like Arnold, in 2022 to do it all again. Hopefully hear some awesome Arnold news in the new year. So, for now, this has been the Gillinator, Shahi, and Brandon. You guys are awesome. And we are
awesome.
Yeah, the Arnold fans, the awesome fans, the Turbo fans.
We are Arnold's army.
We are Arnold's army.
Get to the tank.
Go.
So, Merry Christmas to all. To all a good freeze. And we'll be back next year for more Arnold Radio News.
What's up?
Yes, Randy. Good to see you, man.
You too, man. Got the long hair going.
I know.
You're bringing the Kevin Bacon look back.
Exactly. Exactly. It's all coming back.
I love it.
Brandon's got the beard, and I've got the hair.
That's right.
There he is. Yeah, the man.
There he is.
Back here.
The man, the legend.
Yes, yes, man, the myth, the legend here. How's it going, guys?
Good.
Oh, look at that. Oh, look at that collection back there. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I should maybe light things up a little bit in my collection here, but
that's not enough.
No. Look at that stuff. Wow. I'm impressed.
A lot of the Arnold room has been taken over by Lego stuff. So, like, many, like, for Arnold fans come through, I have to, like, get rid of all the Lego stuff. You know,
yeah,
it's
right. It's
long, but I don't really have anywhere else to put it right now.
Yeah, like musical chairs with the stuff, the Legos.
Throw it in the other room.
Cool.
That's the way to do it. But I love it. I'm loving this stuff back there.
Hi, your collection. What's your latest piece there, Brandon? It's all kinds
of
good.
Oh, my goodness. My latest piece would be over here. It's probably this stuff here. That is a, you like Disney, so you might appreciate this. This is the Poison Apple from Snow White.
Nice.
This is a, you know, like a life size, you know, of the old hag holding the apple.
Yeah.
I know it's not Arnold related, but, you know, it's just, it's really cool, I thought. Because I turned 35 this year, and green was the color of 35. So, in terms of anniversaries, and I was like, well, I'm just going to celebrate with green color. So I got this green kind of poison apple kind of thing to celebrate. I thought it was pretty cool, you know. And I also got this cool custom pumpkin figure. You can't tell what it is, but it's this little 10-inch figurine of a pumpkin that somebody, I bought it on tenacioustoys.com. And anyway, they sell like custom, somebody like custom made it. And, you know, it's not like from a big Hasbro or anything. It's like from some mom and pop company, you know. Right. So I thought, I'm going to support this. And I really like the design. So I'll get it later and show it to you closer if you're curious. But, you know,
please do.
Yeah. I, you know, it's kind of fun to support, you know, that kind of the indie toys and indie artists like ourselves, you know. You know, not that you're independent, you're a big deal, but you know what I'm saying. You've worked for Maria Shriver and stuff, you know. Yeah, that's right. So, but yeah, yeah.
Jingle All the Way yet?
Oh, of course. Yeah, I had to watch Jingle All the Way.
I usually save it like Christmas Eve, so I haven't got there yet.
Oh, I know. I tried it. Like sometimes I save it, but then I forget. You know, I don't get to it in time, and I'm like, I kick myself in the head. I'm like, okay, I need to watch it before Christmas now, just to make sure. You know, because I had one year where I missed it, and I was like, okay, that's it. I'm not missing it again.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah. No, can't have that. Yeah, I haven't watched it yet either. I need to do that.
Luckily, there's two cuts too, so now if I can have an excuse to go back and watch the theatrical cut now, because I watched the extended version.
Yeah,
you know, and it's actually kind of fun to watch. See, like, oh man, Lisa Simpson's in there, and like all these other, you know, like all these other actors that you're like, oh, I didn't, you know, they were cut out. I will say the best part. We probably should save this for the, you know, the actual podcast. But the best part that of the actual theatrical cut is, with you know, the when he's searching for the toy and they're all laughing and stuff. It's too slow in the special edition, I think.
Yes.
You know where they, right. You know, I think it's
because they play like, a different song.
Yeah, it's a totally different song.
Yeah.
They save that song for the credits. And it's like, oh, man, you should have stuck with that because it drags, I think, in that
It does.
That
it part, you know. It doesn't match up. Yeah.
Right. You know, so I think that's the one part of the real, you know, that's why it's best in the theatrical cut. That's, you know, that's why they changed it. It's because it kind of gave it more energy in the middle of the movie. It's kind of like, wow, this is okay. It's a little slow now, you know.
Yeah.
Whereas before, it's like, wow, it's pumped up. You know, he's really searching for that thing, you know. So, yeah, this is fun. So if you do watch the different cuts, I'm curious to see what your opinion is. You know what I mean? Have you watched the special edition recently or
that's no? I watch. Actually, I've never gone back, you know, since.
Oh,
that.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Really yeah. Good. Cool.
Like, oh, it is. Everything else
I
is
like
great.
Some of the extra scenes, but yeah, I kind of overall, I still prefer the theatrical.
Yeah,
I mean, it's the tighter, more, you know. I don't know. Because, it's the cut, the tighter. Okay. You know what I mean? Like the fat's been cut.
Right.
The big problem was you had to wait until the very end of the credits to see the scene where Arnold forgets, right. Which I love.
Yeah.
And that brought it all back to a Christmas movie. So I really wish that scene was at the very. You know, you didn't have to wait for the end credits. It should have just ended the movie with that. And I think the special ends that way. Correctly.
It does. It's before the credit. Like, yeah, it is. That's the very end, which it really should have been. That is the best way to end it, you know, because it's kind of like, oh, you know, it almost makes you want to see that sequel. You know what I mean? That's what they should have done back in the day.
Of course.
Like,
yes.
Kind of like being paraded away. And I think he's giving a thumbs up and it just ends that way. Right.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
It? Yeah. It's like, that's interesting. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you know, so you're right. You know, there are some really more kind of, there are better moments in the special edition. So I guess you're right. That's the one, I would say the one drawback is the middle. Everything else is really fun. You know,
you got the lady from the first Terminator movie.
Yeah. Right.
Yes. Yeah. There was one other thing when I was watching, I'll have to look for my text. I was watching it with my friend and he and I kind of like text each other. I'll have to go back and look, but there's one other actor that I think I recognized from some other Arnold movie. And it's like, oh, they're now back in this now because, you know, maybe it's the Lisa thing. I don't know. But, you know, it's just kind of cool to see all these, you know, things that are usually not there kind of now, you know, sprinkled into this movie that I've watched so many years. Cause I hadn't watched a special edition in a long time. To be honest, so it was, you know, for me, it was fun to see all these new surprises. Have you watched the Shahi? Have you?
No, I haven't seen the special edition one yet.
Oh, yeah. So if you have a copy or something, you know, you should watch it. You need to watch it eventually, you know, there's some great stuff in there, you know?
Yeah. And I think they didn't they play it on TV, like the special edition, even before it came out on Blu-ray?
Oh.
Yeah. I saw all of that in a random, you know, PBS or something, but I was like, whoa, I've never seen that.
Right. I think, yeah, that's possible because they sometimes did that to just fill out a time slot. You know, they add in more scenes because they had to fill so much, you know, 2 hours or whatever of the time.
Yeah.
With commercials and everything. So, Yeah.
Good point. Man, we gotta get rolling on this thing because we're talking about this great content here.
Right?
I know.
No, I was like,
we'll have to.
Rewind some of these, redo these conversations.
This is your podcast already in progress here.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, might as well just kick it off and get it going official. Let's see.
I've got my Christmas hat on. Dang.
Good. Very slick. Yes.
What is the Christmas Arnold tree still a thing or?
No, I haven't done that in a while, but thanks for reminding me.
I mean, you have the video, so in a way you can always just you know, pretend that it's reposted or something every year.
Yeah.
Is Mr. Freeze though?
What's up?
Mr. Freeze.
Is Mr. Freeze?
He's back here, but he's not decorated yet. So I gotta get on that too.
Yeah, I'm really behind in terms of decorating this year. It's kind of weird, you know. It's a weird vibe this Christmas. I don't know for you guys. But like, even my shopping was last minute, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, oh man, what's wrong with me?
Yeah.
But as long as you get it done, it's every year. There's been last minute gifts every year.
It hasn't been too crazy. We've been kind of just doing stuff here and there. Got the shopping and done. I'm off all this week. I took because I had the time. Like, I've built up too much vacation. So I've got to use it anyway.
Oh. Yeah, now's the time. Tis the season.
So, yeah. So that's good. So I'm having a fun week. We saw Spider-Man the other night.
How is it? I've heard good things, and I've heard
Spider-Man. Yeah, it's really good.
I've heard like one internet troll say, it sucks. Everybody else is like, this is great. So okay, yeah. I'm gonna trust the other 20 people. You know, versus.
Yeah,
was the one guy, you know.
So bad, but it is awesome.
It
was bad for me. I love it.
I mean, it was a little spoiled, unfortunately, for me on Facebook. So I kind of know what happens, you know. Not really. I don't know the story, but
you probably
I know,
don't know everything. But
no, I don't. I know just now. I know one of the. You know, I know what's happened. You know, who's there?
Plot points. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, but that in a way it makes me want to see it more. You know, because I want to see Toby back. To be honest,
that's what you're about to say. Thanks for ruining it, Brandon. I'm just kidding.
Oh, sorry. Oh man, I mean, it was a rumor. I don't know if he's back or not.
Yeah, who knows? You know. Yeah, right.
Maybe he's not there. I know Andrew as Garfield. He's still claiming online he's not in it. So you know, he's still on. I don't know. Is he? Maybe he's not. I haven't seen it. No, but it does look like a cool one. And it makes me excited to see what they're going to do for the, you know, Flash movie coming up with Batman's and all that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because
I don't know. Keaton coming back.
Yeah, Michael Keaton. He's my Batman, you know. He's the one I grew up with.
That's right. Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I really wish somebody needs to do a deep fake where they put Keaton in the, you know, Arnold movie with Batman and Robin.
Yeah, right.
You know?
They should.
Yeah, that would be fun. I would watch the heck out of that.
You want to get crazy, Mr. Freeze? Let's get nuts.
Oh man, yeah, that would have been gold, man. You know,
yeah.
The Iceman cometh.